Hi guys, it's Simple J. It's just here with another episode for you guys. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for joining this little Engine That Could podcast. Thank you for taking the time out to try something new. That's a new thing for all of us, is trying something new this 2021, because 2020 was such a year. So thank you. If you're a returning listener, you know I think you guys are my family, my extended, big, wonderful, crazy, exciting family. So thank you for always supporting, and thank you for all the feedback. And I'm sending you a big virtual hug, because I love each and every one of you so much. Now, today is Thursday, so it's Up on Game Thursdays. You know, these are little podcasts where I drop little gems, little things that I think we should go by, little ideas, just things I think we can use to govern how we move in today's society, as well as how we interact with folks. So here we go. Up on Game Thursdays. Rule number one. Never discuss politics and religion with family members, friends, or folks around you unless you are sure that that relationship is strong enough to withstand having opposing viewpoints. I've seen tons of family members stop talking to each other because of politics and religion. Let's bear in mind that people have their right to believe in whatever they want to believe in religiously, and they have the right to believe in whatever they want to believe in politically. Now, but understand, when you guys are having opposing views, unless you guys already have a strong foundation, and you guys know after you guys have that debate or argument, however it turns out, that you can go in your separate corners and still come back and still be very much good as you were before, then do not bring up politics and religion around folks. These are two very touchy subjects that should never be discussed unless you have a very deep rooted relationship with that individual or that group, and know that no matter what, everything will work itself out and everything will be balanced and you guys will still be on the same page after. Everyone does not receive messages the same way you might receive the message. So understand this moving forward, and if you can avoid it, be careful about discussing politics and religion around folks. Just a little tip. I've seen this break up a lot of homes. I've seen this break up a lot of relationships. I've seen this break up a lot of friendships, even business partnerships. So tread lightly, be very careful, and just move with a little bit of smart in this type of situation. Rule number two. When you're embarking on the journey of deciding that you want to marry someone and be with them for the rest of your life, you need to make a list. Pros and cons. What's the good part of this person? What's the bad part of this person? Because you want to make sure that the good outweighs the bad. Because no marriage is perfect. No marriage is smooth sailing. There are bumpy rides. There are rough patches. And you have to make sure that this person is going to be someone you're going to be able to hang with for the long haul. So if you're not sure this person will be able to hang with you, be solid with you, be there for the downs as well as the ups, the peaks as well as the valleys, then this might not be someone you want to hang your future decisions or hang your future life with. Just a thought. Be careful. This is a lifelong decision, and you have to make sure that you're making the best decision that works, not just for the both of you as a group or as a couple, but for you also moving forward. Because as people age, they evolve, they grow, they become different people. They become maybe a better version of themselves, or they become a worse version of themselves. So you need to make sure this person is going to be the right person for you moving forward. Rule number three. Be careful who you divulge personal information to. Be careful who you're very open to. Be careful who you divulge secrets to. Because not everyone has your back. Not everyone is a friend in need. Not everyone understands the concept of being very quiet and keeping secrets hidden. I've seen this happen where people were close. They used to swap secrets, ideas, maybe trade clothes, whatever. They break up. Everything goes out the window. People start divulging everybody's deepest, darkest secrets. be careful when you're doing this. If this is something you never want exposed, you might want to keep it to yourself. Bring that secret to the grave with you and beyond. If you are not sure that this person is someone you can trust, then follow your gut instinct and keep it to yourself. And unless you have tested this relationship or friendship and know that, yes, this person is really solid and this person really is supportive and will have my back and will never, ever betray me in such a manner, then you cannot go around just being loose-lipped. You need to be tight-lipped. You need to keep everything inside, tucked neatly in your little secret compartment, hidden away from everyone. Sometimes we need to learn that we can keep secrets to ourselves. We don't need to divulge everything. Sometimes you can keep a little bit back for yourself. It's really a good thing. Because sometimes, especially in today's society, you can't know who is trustworthy as well as who has an intention to get close to you in order to tear you down. You cannot tell people's motives. You sometimes can't even tell the real from the fake because both look so genuine and both come off with the same air of trust. So, unless this is something you really want known, keep some things to yourself. It's okay. Be your best friend with certain secrets. Keep it inside. Don't divulge. I've seen it happen where people divulge secrets to their closest and dearest and nearest, and they've been betrayed. Rethink that strategy. Rethink that idea. Mum's the word moving forward. If it's not something you want the whole world to know, keep it within. Leave it buried. It's the best way to go. Next rule. When you are dating, when you are casually hooking up, unless you guys have a commitment in terms of a marriage, when you guys are making decisions, you still are considered by public view single. So if you decide to buy a car, then that's your decision on your own. It's not something where you need to do as a couple together where you're co-mingling finances and then, okay, so we need to sit down and we need to consult each other and what's in the best interest of the unit we have or family unit because we're married now. So that's a deeper commitment. So if you want to go out and buy a couch or buy a car or do this or do that, you don't need to check in with the other person because technically, if we're going to be honest, you're still single. So you're still in mindset of being by yourself, even though you're in a relationship, because it's not considered solid unless there's a serious commitment. So understand that you don't need to check in every 20 minutes, 30 minutes to say, hey, I'm about to do this, or hey, I'm about to go buy this, or hey, I might do. No. It's just giving the person a heads up to say, hey, I might do this. Out of courtesy, not out of obligation. So let's clear this up. When you do things, when you're in a relationship, when there's no commitment and strong as a marriage, you're doing things and giving a heads up out of courtesy, not out of obligation. You're not obligated to tell this person certain things, but you're doing it just because you understand that you're in a relationship. And you don't want that person to feel slighted or feel as though they don't matter, pretty much. So understand that. And in the eyes of society, as I said before, you're still considered single. So you can make your decisions. You can do what you want to do. But when you do things, just a heads up courtesy would be appreciated. But it's not an obligation or a need to do it. Okay, guys? And last but not least, my last rule. For anything to work, relationships, friendships, work relationships, there has to be trust. You need to be able to trust that person will be your backbone. You need to be able to trust that your feelings will be validated. You need to be able to trust that you will feel safe and secure around this person. You need to be able to trust that whatever you share between each other is between each other and doesn't go to extra people or extra persons on the outside. So, trust is important to building something secure, safe, and lasting. Just think of trust as a strong foundation. So if you're building a house, if there's not a strong foundation, that house will never last, no matter what. If it's made on weak foundation, then it won't last. You will have cracks. You will have little tears. One person is going to feel slighted. Another person is going to feel as though their feelings don't matter, because there is no strength, there's no solid base to work from. And that solid base and that foundation is trust. So moving forward, we need to evaluate all our relationships, be it work, be it friendships, be it a casual hookup, be it or marriage, whatever. We need to evaluate everything and try to figure out if we have enough trust built up in that situation, or is there no trust at all, or do we need to get some trust that's on reserve somewhere? I'm saying this to say we need to work on ourselves moving forward, because sometimes we all fall short. We all have flaws. We're flawed individuals, and that's how individuals are. We're never perfect. The word is only in the dictionary. It doesn't exist in life itself. Nothing is perfect. So moving forward, we need to understand, for things to absolutely work, even as flawed as we are, there has to be a basis, a strong basis. And that strong basis has to be trust. If I don't trust you, I can't feel comfortable around you. If I don't trust you, I'm not going to feel comfortable working with you. If I don't trust you, I can't build with you. Trust is important. It's imperative to have trust for anything to grow. Trust is that seed that you plant. And if you plant that seed and it's not getting all that care and all it needs, it's never going to grow. It's going to be stifled. It's going to be stagnant. So just like people have a belief system in terms of religion, you need to have a belief system when it comes to trust with whoever you have in your life. So these are all my rules for today for Up on Game Thursdays. I hope this helps a few of you guys out. I also hope that moving forward, as we are getting older by the day, we're evolving, we're becoming better versions of ourselves. Maybe we're at version 3.0, 4.0, 5.0, whatever version you are at right now. It's important to understand that nothing in life is guaranteed. Nothing in life is perfect, and therefore, even the smallest little flaws you need to embrace and understand that that's a part of life. That's a part of the process called life, and things will happen. But it's not how you handle the things that happen, it's what you learn from it and how you grow from the things that happen. Okay, guys? Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And as I always tell you guys, don't forget to be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.